Household air pollution is a long-standing challenge in developing countries, particularly in rural communities. Common use of traditional cow manure cookware is the driving force behind significant indoor black carbon pollution. Optimizations in traditional cookware and adaptation of environmentally sustainable or cleaner cookware have been suggested as black carbon mitigation measures. These measures enhance indoor airflow to reduce the stagnant kitchen pollution inhaled by household members. Our research guest is Abhishek Kaur, a PhD candidate in social psychology at the University of British Columbia. Abhishek's area of interest is behavior change with respect to adaptation of cleaner cookware in developing countries. Thank you for having us, Abhishek. How are you doing today?
Great.
That's good.
Thank you for your interest.
Would you like to elaborate a bit on the idea, like the core central idea of the study that you guys did on the cook stoves transition and how you gained interest in the topic?
For 7.5 years, I worked on the topic, and though I did one of the largest projects in India on clean cooking, it was a miserable failure. So I kept thinking of ways in which things can be improved, and I found that behavior change is a space which, though it's very relevant, unfortunately, there are hardly people who come from that discipline.
Why did you choose these particular models for your study? What is the importance of greener cookware transition in the target societies?
More than 2.5 million people every year are dying from preventable diseases. So these are all preventable. If they move to gas, their exposure to the smoke goes away. Mm-hmm. It is disproportionately affecting poor people who have poor access to healthcare. Mm-hmm. They are falling sick. The time for recovery is more. Number of deaths are much more, and this is something which is entirely avoidable.
So what were some of the highlights of your guys' analysis of the cooking technology transition?
Explained to us that he found that as people quit habits for longer periods of time, they become increasingly confident of that behavior. As time proceeds, confidence increases. However, he additionally determined that regular users of traditional cook stoves are aware of the adverse effects of their use, lowering confidence over time.
So the people who are regularly using, they're more aware of the problems of using, so their confidence in actually using in the future is less.
In future investigations to shed light on this topic.
In the clean cooking space, behavior change has been looked into only from the perspective of technology uptake. But there has been no study really looking at long-term usage, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 years. Have people changed over 4 years' time? Mm-hmm. We don't know. Mm-hmm. Because we have not done any work on those levels. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of seasonal variation in people's consumption levels.
Cooking studies will focus on local knowledge, social network, and true needs and demands of rural communities. Studies will be conducted in the field to grasp a holistic idea of how to build trust and encourage conversion to greener cooking methods. By having a close-up of local communities in developing countries, researchers will be able to tackle health and environmental problems resulting from black carbon production. We would like to thank Abhishek for discussing his work with us and giving us his time.